From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The death toll from the devastating floods at a campsite in western Arkansas has climbed to 18, and with more than a dozen people still unaccounted for, that number could climb. From member station KUAR in Little Rock, Chris Holloway has more.
Families waiting for any information about missing loved ones are becoming increasingly edgy by the hour. Governor Mike Beebe says the search could still take several more days. U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell flew into Little Rock Saturday and said his department will assist in every way possible.
We're here to make sure that we're providing all the resources, the personnel that's necessary to work with the state and the county to complete the search and rescue just as quick as we can. But we want to make sure that we're providing everything that we can to support the efforts on the search and rescue, and also to do everything we can to support these families.
While flash flood warnings in Arkansas are common, officials say the weather pattern that caused this one was particularly damaging because it hit in a vulnerable valley. For NPR News, I'm Chris Holloway in Little Rock, Arkansas.
The oil company BP is under pressure to do more to contain the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. The Coast Guard has given BP a Monday deadline to ramp up its efforts to contain the oil. The company is also under pressure from President Obama to suspend its dividends to shareholders to help pay for the spill. But as Larry Miller reports from London, Britain says it's not getting in the middle, and neither should the U.S. government.
Foreign Secretary William Hague says BP will decide on its own whether to pay billions of dollars in dividends and that it'll be done without the British-based oil company consulting U.S. politicians on its dividend policy. This weekend, President Obama spoke with Prime Minister David Cameron about the oil disaster, with Mr. Obama emphasizing he was not coming down hard on the company because it was British. U.S. Ambassador to the U.K., Louis Sussman, says the president would have been equally critical were BP an American company.
Trust me, it had nothing to do with the fact that it was British or American. It was a fact that it's a problem.
The BP board is expected this week to decide whether to pay or delay the controversial dividend. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
There are no immediate reports of serious damage from an earthquake in northern Japan. The quake had a magnitude of at least 6.1. Randy Baldwin of the U.S. Geological Survey says it was a fairly strong one.
This location is about 155 miles northeast of Tokyo. It was felt pretty much all along the eastern coast of Honshu.
The Tokyo Electric Power Company says its two nuclear power plants in the area are operating normally. In California, there's been a moderate earthquake centered in a desert area east of San Diego. That quake was felt in the city, but there are no reports of problems there either. This is NPR News. Thousands of people are showing up to get free help renegotiating their mortgages at the World Congress Center in Atlanta. Rates fell last week to their lowest level of the year. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Melissa Stiers has more.
The nonprofit agency Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America has set up shop through Tuesday, counseling homeowners and acting as a mediator between them and lenders. Some people camped out overnight to be first in line when doors opened Friday. Christy Kilgore from Woodstock, Georgia, arrived early. She says she's been trying to refinance her home since 2008, and she can't afford $1,400 a month anymore for her five-bedroom house.
When the home got struck by the tornado, I was given a forbearance. And at the end of the forbearance, I was laid off. 4 months later, I get a foreclosure. So I have to file Chapter 13 to stop the foreclosure, and I'm trying to work with the banks.
Neighborhood Assistance Corporation says so far 17,000 people have showed up for help. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Stiers in Atlanta.
Thousands of passengers are stranded by the strike, which has shut down Spirit Airlines and canceled flights. Spirit pilots like Travis Wheat say union members want to be paid on par with their peers at Spirit's competitors.
We're sympathetic to the passengers, but everything right now is on the company's shoulders.
Wheat spoke with WFOR-TV. The airline says no new talks are scheduled. A Russian rocket is on the launch pad at Baikonur in Kazakhstan. It's scheduled to carry a three-person U.S.-Russian crew to the International Space Station on Wednesday. U.S. reliance on the Russian Soyuz rocket is set to increase next year because the space shuttle program is coming to an end. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.